the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
For 40 days our Lord suffered in the wilderness. He endured hardships greater than any other man has ever known or survived. He resisted the temptations that we did not. For 40 days he fought the devil by his weakness in that barren, dusty place and overcame him simply by not giving in, by suffering the abuse and the attacks. It is that passive resistance of hell that led to his death. He could have stopped it at any time, but it was necessary. It was the price for our rebellion. It was his will. So the devil did his worst, had his way with our Lord, raised up the cross beam of hate, drove in the killing nails, mocked and spat upon him. All that through men, vassals in the Sanhedrin, in the Roman army and government, and in the city. The Lord of life died, but then he rose. The grave could not hold him. Death is dead, life lives, Satan is destroyed, and murderers like us and Barabbas go free. For 40 days, our Lord walked the earth in his body and soul. He ate broiled fish. He invited doubters to place their fingers into his side. But during those 40 days, he no longer denied himself his divine rights and powers. He passed through the stone and through the door in the body born of Mary. This man is also God. God comes to us as this man. God breathed the Holy Spirit out upon his disciples. God gave them authority to preach, to baptize, and to forgive sins. And finally, all things being complete, God ascended to the Father as a man, forever elevating our nature and opening heaven for us. But it was still 10 days until the Holy Spirit would light upon them in tongues of flame. And even when the Spirit had come and anointed them for this preaching, it still was not given to them to know times and epochs. It was given to them to be martyrs, to witness, and to die. They could not know that the letters they would write would be heard by hundreds of thousands, even millions, that cathedrals would be built in their memory, that pious men and women would forever call their sons by their names. They could not know all the good their suffering preaching would accomplish, and in their short lives they saw little of it. They followed in the way of the cross. They lived out their lives in poverty. They were rejected by men. They were killed for the faith. It was not theirs, this lightning brigade of grace, to reason why. Theirs was just to preach. That's what they were given. That was the charge by which they were sent. They were to be martyrs, witnesses to death. The kingdom is not restored to Israel. His kingdom is not of this world. Instead, the gospel calls a new Israel forth. He makes men who hated him citizens of a kingdom of grace. And the sons and daughters of Ham and Japheth are as welcome as Shem's. He raises up praise from stones, and these holy apostles are sent to the ends of the earth, to the byways and highways, to the greatest and the least, to the Jews and the Gentiles, the good and the bad. For his invitation does not discern and is not based upon some strategic planning session, some vision for the future, goals, objectives, websites, or brochures. These apostles are not the brightest of men, as is evidenced by the question about the kingdom. Their scholarship is not so impressive. They are to preach, and God does the work. The word of God goes forth. He accomplishes that for which he was sent. But it is not given to these apostles to know how or why or when or how much. The apostles breathe the Holy Spirit back out again, and to some it is the savor of death. He changes the hearts of men in those whom he wills, in those in whom it pleases him. The apostles proclaim the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and that is the power of God unto salvation, and at the end of the day, that is what matters. This gospel raises up new men forgiven by the love of God in Christ Jesus, even should it baffle all of the synodical planners and bureaucrats and all of the pastors in their studies the world over. A new Israel is born by grace, by preaching, by baptizing, by absolution. And thus are you even this day free in Christ, though you still abide in the bonds of this fallen creation and suffer under temptation. You live even though you die, and you live most when you die. For you have been baptized into Christ, and you no longer belong here. Your kingdom also is not of this world. You will rise, and you will ascend. For our Lord bids, follow me. And where he goes, even into heaven, there too you go. In Jesus' name. Amen.